Many contracts include a force majeure or act of God clause that allows companies to break contracts following natural disasters, things like hurricanes and tornadoes. Now companies big and small are starting to invoke the clause because of the coronavirus pandemic. Many of these contracts are now heading to court. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Michael Risch, professor of law at Villanova University, where he teaches a course on contracts. Professor, thanks for your time this afternoon. Can you tell us what kinds of contracts typically contain these types of clauses?
Thanks for having me. Any contract written by a lawyer will have a force majeure clause, from lawn mowing to hotel contracts, for like events, to major commercial contracts. It's a standard language you put in any kind of form.
So, okay, they're in almost all contracts, but how common is it for companies to invoke them?
Now that is a very different question. It's significantly less common. The entire idea of the clause is that only comes about if there is an event so great that it's something that simply could not be foreseen. And that should, by definition, be pretty rare.
You know, I mentioned leading up that this typically applies in cases of hurricanes or tornadoes. Have we ever had a situation like this where we've had, we've never had a nationwide pandemic quite like this, but have we ever had anything comparable to it that would cover a larger area or the entire nation as opposed to just a smaller region?
I don't know about an entire nation, but there are times when you've had things that cover entire regions. I mean, like a hurricane. Typically people think of hurricanes as hitting Florida, and it's only one state. But you know, if it strays across the entire Gulf of Mexico, you got many states. Or if it comes in, like when Sandy came in over the Northeast, you got all of the northeastern states getting hit. So weather can affect many states at once. If those states are small or the weather is big and moving. But something that's literally hitting the entire nation at once like this is pretty rare. Even earthquakes are relatively contained as compared to something like this.
When it comes to force majeure clauses, is it black and white, or are there any gray areas in there?
There are a lot of gray areas. First of all, they can be written differently. So lots of clauses will exclude things from force majeure. So, for example, something you often see excluded is union unrest. So a labor strike sometimes will be excluded from force majeure, or terrorist attack. War is included, but terrorist attacks are not, let's say. Also, you can have uncertainty as to whether or not the particular thing falls within the definition of force majeure as it's written out, because even though it's a form, different words are used in different contracts. Some might say acts of God, some might just say, unforeseen circumstances, etc. And so how the exact definition applies will affect whether or not something falls within it.
Professor, almost out of time, only about 30 seconds left, but in your opinion, how do you see these cases coming out, or will they literally vary from case to case?
I think two things. Number one, I think for the most part, we're going to see a lot of people let out of contracts due to force majeure, and even without it, because there are other contractual provisions that allow you to not have to perform if something keeps you from performing. But I think there will be many cases where there were exclusions that this might fit into. So there's going to be a lot of litigation. In about 4 years, we're going to have a very rich case law on force majeure clauses that we did not have before.
Professor Risch, thank you for joining us this afternoon. That's Villanova University law professor Michael Risch. He teaches a course on contracts.